right there with you. And, of course, where you are, Hank fans, we have a
getting to know
live
you.
Microphone getting ready. And talking about a car that's hotter than a $2 pistol.
So we're out here with a piece of history at Cruise Night. Is that correct?
Yeah, 1966 Ford GT.
Oh, my goodness. So, and this car has been in a movie. It's a movie star.
Well, this one, particular one, wasn't, but there was a movie made about this. These cars, but not this one in particular. Yeah.
Is that why it's not as bougie as the other cars that think they're movie stars?
Car. Yeah, okay. This is a race car. Right. Yeah.
So how fast can it go?
I'm thinking about 210 miles an hour.
Holy smoke. Do you think it could beat like a stock Corolla?
Yes.
Really? Okay, by like two to one?
On the track quite a bit, yes.
Okay. Well, what if it was like driven by a big race car and wrestling fan? I mean, would that up it a little bit? Like, you think the Corolla could go to like 75, maybe 80?
I might take it.
Okay, you think? Yeah. All right. Well, good luck, John. You're going to need it, okay? Good
Appreciate
luck.
See how I told him?
Yeah.
I threw it down. That's how it's done.
1964 GT? That was the Ford versus Ferrari movie.
Uh-huh.
Dang, bro.
And it was like a real race car. Like, it was literally like, you're talking about low to the ground, like 4 inches. And then it had the full-blown, like, racing harnesses and everything.
Well, all that being said,
you didn't want me to park it.
John, this morning, I don't know if you're listening right now. I will take you down. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he'll need the help because there's no way that he could ever fit three cats and a bunny in that car. No way.
His 0 to 60 and... probably, certainly quarter mile speed and all that definitely would take me. But I can take a corner in that Corolla.
Mm-hmm.
Two wheels standing.
You show them how it's done.
We'll do it.
We have faith in you.
You name the place and the time, John.
Yeah.
Get it done.
It's you and me with KB and Heather Lee.